Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor at St. Benedict the Moor Parish in the Hill District. We're talking about sportsmanship this morning. We all know Pittsburgh is a huge sports town. Between our championship professional teams, our college, high school, and elementary team sports are part of our identity. But we know as Christians, our true identity is in Christ. We're talking godly sportsmanship this morning and how it can be a path of discipleship. This is especially important in our Catholic schools. How do we play sports in a competitive way, but also in a godly way? And we have a packed house this morning. Joining us on the program is the Diocesan Athletic Director and also the principal at Mother of Mercy Academy in Whitehall, Mr. Don Militzer. We have Sheila Duffy, who is the Athletic Director for Holy Cross Academy in the North Hills, and Coach Jack Hines from Archangel Gabriel School in Greentree. And we will also will have Michelle Peduto, our Diocesan Superintendent of Catholic Schools, with us in the segment two. Good morning to all of you this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And so we're going to have Sheila and Dawn for the first segment. And we also want to thank our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos, and also the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'll read a partial statement from Pope Francis about why Christian sportsmanship is so vital. The Pope has said, essentially, this generation is going to be inspired by sports. He says the participation of all athletes of every age and level is therefore necessary because those who are part of the sports world exemplify the virtues such as generosity, humility, sacrifice, and cheerfulness. The Pope went on to emphasize the importance of a group spirit of respect, healthy contribution, and solidarity with others. Dawn, I'm going to start with you. How does this land with you with the Pope's statement?
Well, Father, I can't be more excited to be here this morning. I think to talk about this is so vitally important and such a big part of development of the overall child, which we talk about in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. We want to develop the overall child, and this is a big part of it. But the two things from that statement that really stick out to me is first and foremost, the word group. You know, the Pope talks about the group experience that you experience in sports, and there is nothing like it. You know, oftentimes, you know, we focus on Michelle and I sometimes will get some of the negative, but I'll tell you, the negative is very small compared to the positive. And the group experience is just amazing. It brings communities together. And just Sunday, for instance, we're at the Girls Championships in Oakland Catholic. And I pointed to Michelle at one point, and I said, look over there. And there was kids from Mother of Mercy Academy who hadn't played yet. They were in between games. They have pom-poms, and they're cheering for Christ the Divine Teacher. And then we look over in St. Bede's, in their student section, there's kids from Holy Cross that are cheering for St. Bede's. And just the sense of community at that moment. What other time do you see Catholic school kids from these different areas and these different regions come together? And they're cheering for each other, they're encouraging each other, they're pulling for each other. I mean, what a cool moment. And I think that's what Pope Francis is talking about. He wants to see those positive moments and those exciting moments. Sports really unite us. And, you know, even when we walked in here today and you know, Mrs. Peduto and Mr. Hines were talking and the connections that they had, the people that they knew, the people that they interacted with, I mean, it unites us. And when we talk about those kind of things, it makes you smile. And I think that's what Pope Francis is calling us to do, come together as a community. With all the different things that go on in the world that are dividing us, this is a great uniter. And I think the second part of that is everything he says in there is positive words. You know, so I think Pope Francis also knows without saying it, yeah, there might be a couple negative things that happen and, you know, somebody gets a little upset or a little emotional. But at the end of the day, the positivity of that shines through through athletics. And, you know, so just with that, I just think the uniting together is what we're pushing. And it's my goal in this position is to unite us all together.
And oftentimes you might see in the news parents or rowdy patrons at a sporting event, and it gets really ugly, you know, beating each other up. But it's really nice to know, and especially we just had the championships this past weekend, both in the diocese and also Whipple, that, you know, it's really nice to see that other schools are cheering on other schools, and it's like one big family. Yeah, it's competitive, but you're not getting, you know, big rowdy crowds and parents getting in fights and the brouhahas that we normally sometimes unfortunately see in the news.
Well, and you'll see that, but I think the emotional reaction is part of it. And that's part of growth as an individual, how to control those emotional reactions. And it's okay if somebody gets upset for a minute, but again, the positives far outweigh any negatives that we
Absolutely. I want to bring Sheila Duffy in, and I also want to give a shout-out. Sheila, you have a sister, Molly Torbuck, who I know very well from my days at the former St. James Parish in Swickley, now Divine Redeemer. So great to have you here in studio with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You want to add your perspective on the Pope's statement like Dawn did, Sheila?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, what a great statement from Pope Francis, just to recognize that something secular like athletics is just so important in our world today, because of course it is. You know, these kids today, everybody knows who the, you know, let's take basketball, who that number one player is, or who's on TikTok or social media, you know, and they're wearing the jerseys. But to really come and say, look, this is so important for our Catholic faith and for our children to be involved in this. And the one thing, in addition to the great points that Don made, is the one thing that I pointed out for that is he says that participation of all athletes of every age is therefore necessary. And I just think that's one of the great things that our Catholic schools do, is that we pull kids just from that, you know, developmental age, the first and second graders even. I mean, my children run cross country, and we will see little first and second graders running cross country. It is so great. And then we'll have clinics for them. You know, I know all of our Catholic schools try to do clinics to get those little kids involved, because what a greater way for them to get involved in your school and be a part of that school community than to kind of start some athletics at a young age. And if we can do that in our schools versus sending them out into, you know, just the clubs and, you know, some of the other sports programs that are out there, we can keep them in our schools. We can keep them vested in the school. We can keep them energized. And then they build up that community within the school, and then they just grow to love it. And then they get better and better. And then you see them in that JV and varsity level where they're really competing. And so, of course, then they have that school spirit.
Yeah.
You know, they're loyal to school. And all along the time, they're learning all of these great virtues like respect and support and just all of these great attributes that athletes can gain along the way. So for Pope Francis to recognize that and to just, you know, say to all of us, this is so important, I just think it's great. But I do think that our Catholic schools do that. I think, you know, especially all the younger kids, and I know Jack will speak to that too, because he runs a developmental group over at Archangel Gabriel and does a fantastic job with it. So I just think, you know, for us as coaches and athletic directors, just to get everyone involved from an early age at our school is really just a great attribute that we can bring.
And I have many memories. I'm 6'3". A lot of people think, oh, Father Tom, you played basketball. You know, I played intramurals when I was in grade school at the former St. Norbert's School in Overbrook. I double dribbled too much, so I think I fouled out a lot too. But I remember those were fun days back growing up in my elementary school days. And then when I was in high school running track and cross country, going through Shenley Park and going through all those meets, being on the swim team, just not just being athletic and staying healthy, but the teams and friendships that developed and seeing the coaches as good advisors and good role models. That's something that we can instill good morals and values in our kids. Would you agree, Sheila?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the thing I always think about, even though we're kind of right in the middle of basketball season, and most of the time people, you know, think about basketball when they think about sports, but for these kind of attributes, for sportsmanship and for community, I always think of cross country, because I always think of the kid that, you know, he's on that cross country team. Maybe he wanted to run. Maybe he didn't. Maybe his parents said, you know what, you got to do it. He's out there every day. He or she's out there every day practicing. And, you know, usually they're not first in line. Usually they're back of the pack. But you always see their teammates
yep.
running them in. I love it.
It's like a family. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think that's, you know, I just think that's a great attribute. I just think how, you know, that's how sports develops character in kids.
And we form them as they grow up. And can you just give our an example about transformative experiences for our young people? Our place in our world is not easy, but given a safe, loving, and inspired environment, sports can be a refuge. You want to share real quickly about a minute your perspective on that,
Dawn? I'm the biggest advocate for kids in sports that you can imagine, and I've done it at so many different levels. I've coached from the Division I level in football all the way down to my son's little league baseball team. And one thing I always say is, for some kids, this is the only love and chance they get for somebody to pat them on the back and say, great job. And, you know, some of these kids, they stay in school. I've seen kids, you know, at the high school level that would not be even in high school, or would be in trouble all the time, and unless instead they have that sport as something to keep them focused. And usually that means not just that sport, but a really good person, a really good coach, a really good role model to keep them focused. And for some of these kids, it's what they wake up every morning thinking about. And that's important that we keep this available for them.
Dawn Militzer, Sheila Duffy, thanks for being with us here this morning.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict the Moore Parish in the Hill District, and also the pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End. And this weekend, we are focusing on Christian sportsmanship through the Catholic values. And we had Dawn Militzer and Sheila Duffy on for the first segment. I want to welcome Jack Hines, who is from Archangel Gabriel School in Greentree, and also our superintendent of Catholic schools, Michelle Peduto. So Jack and Michelle, welcome to the second segment here of Catholic Education Plus.
Great to be here.
And this program is sponsored by the generosity of Sam and Judy Spanos, and also the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Now, Jack, please share some importance about the truth, the ideals of encouragement, temperaments, respect. These are just a few that come to mind that are needed as a Christian athlete and a team player. And there are very few sports where team player isn't needed. Do you want to offer your intentions?
I started this 30 years ago with the thought that I was going to make them better basketball players. Quickly realized that it was about a lot more than that and a lot less about basketball. I encountered and became more experienced in seeing kids that you could tell were having problems at home. Kids on the spectrum of autism. And I soon began to seek out those who weren't the good players, but those the kids that I could sense maybe were lacking in self-confidence or in assertiveness. And it's a beautiful thing to see kids when we have one rule, Father, which is we don't make fun of anybody who's trying their best. So and rarely is that rule broken in 30 years. And what's beautiful to see is when the kids get older, when they start giving back and start training, the fourth graders will train the second graders and explain to them and work with them in drills and become leaders. It was at then I understood the phrase what servant leadership is, that as much fun as we were having playing basketball, there was so many more values and things of that nature that were being taught. Life lessons and realizing how lucky I might be looking at that other child with the challenges they have or the things that are going on at home. So it has been a blessing to me. It has matured me to see the things I've seen, to see these kids give their best, and it's been one of the best experiences of my life.
Now, Central Catholic alum and NFL star Damar Hamlin from the Buffalo Bills showed the world what generosity and compassion in sports looks like, and everyone became familiar with his Chasing M's Foundation in McKees Rocks, and Hamlin started to give back while still at Central Catholic. He's a wonderful global example, but everyday examples exist in our sports within those values of caring for others, teammates, inclusiveness, and charity. Jack, can you share some about role models out there?
Well, when I thought about this, that there's an old saying that be careful meeting your heroes because you could be disappointed. Donnie and I were talking right before we came on here that the real role models are those people that kids get to see constantly, get to see them in good days and bad days, get to see when they might be tempted to lose their temper and things. The role models that can really impact a young person, especially in the grade school years, is someone who is trying their best to help them and finding a trust in them and knowing that those are people that I can count on. I believe those are the kind of role models that kids in these crucial, impressionable, vulnerable years really need.
Absolutely. I want to bring Michelle Peduto in now. Michelle, you must field many phone calls about competition and inclusiveness in Catholic school sports. There's football, basketball, soccer, every sport played throughout the diocese. There's obviously intense competition. How do we balance that with our Catholic faith?
So I think it goes back to what Jack just said about being role models and teaching children through sports. You really can teach them everything about life in a game. I know I was telling you I was sitting with Father Matthew Hawkins at a game Sunday, and as we're watching the game unfold, and it was a very good game, he's talking about how he's going to pull that into his religion class because it's so relevant. It's so important. We're looking at those role models. One thing I want to point out, too, during the competitiveness, sometimes it does get a little challenging in the stands. And we have to remember that we as parents, as coaches, as athletic directors, we are role models, too. But that's a real test to anyone's faith. And I speak as a mom sitting in the stands during basketball games and football games and soccer games. That is really where we get to try our own, how we're practicing our faith in what we're saying and how we're communicating. And make no mistake, children are watching us in doing that. It's a good thing they call it practicing our faith because I needed a lot of practice and still do on how to do it well. But I think we need to remember as the adults in the room sometimes that we are setting the tone and we are showing our children how to behave on the court, how to behave toward their peers, how to behave toward their coaches. And we need to say good prayers before we start because no one gets more riled than a mom when something's happened on the court to her son or daughter. So we have to practice that as well. And I think that's important too.
And Michelle, I know your kids very well, and I know you support your kids with your boys and your girls, and being that mom, cheering them on the stands, you know how it is, right from the heart, not just now as a superintendent, but also as a mom, too. That's important, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Now, Jack, we often talk about the pandemic and this post-pandemic time in our schools. Sports were sidelined. We lost an opportunity for a few years to disciple and raise up in a special way during the 2 years. How do we bring that back now that things are getting back to normal, so to speak?
I think it's getting there, Father. I can tell you back when it was at its worst, we actually did a video for our kids to work with the kinds of things we do in practice. But that did not replace the interpersonal parts of what second, third, and fourth graders really need at that time.
Yeah.
When we finally did get back in the gym, it was tough because as a coach, you need to look at expressions. That was hard to do when they had masks on. And it was hard for them to understand how you were expressing yourself when you had a mask on. I do think that we've seen in these years there's been some setbacks emotionally with some of these kids, that they haven't had that intersocial or interpersonal skills that they might have missed over those years. But from what I have seen, parents have done a really good job of keeping kids positive, keeping them, getting them outside and playing in the driveway and things of that for nature. But you could tell that first year they were so happy to be back in the gym with each other.
They earned out, yeah. Michelle?
Well, I guess I'll point it out one more time, but our Catholic schools did a heroic job during the pandemic in keeping our children in school and doing what we had to do to keep them in school, but also keep them on the courts and keep them in the fields playing. So, and again, I can never be grateful enough to our administrators and our teachers and our parents for the way we worked together during that period of time. I see them emerging. I see everything coming back to normal. After a very long time when there really wasn't a normal. So,
And last weekend with all the diocesan championship games, the Whippeal was going on up at the Peterson Event Center there at Pitt's campus. Now we're in March Madness with all the basketball games for the college. This is a really exciting time, and now that we're into spring, I know all of our Catholic schools' gyms are buzzing with a lot of activity, and now since it's been a light winter, a lot of kids have been able to go outside for recess, and those are things that are extra special and help, and I'm sure the kids are enjoying that too. Would you agree, Michelle?
I would. Yeah. That's where the memories are made.
Absolutely.
Ask any child, what's your favorite part of school?
They like recess. Get outside
enjoy
the fresh air and the birds chirping. And I remember those good old days, good old Catholic school. And now that we're in March Madness, it's good to be on the court too. So I want to thank Diocesan Athletic Director and Principal Dawn Militzer, Sheila Duffy from Holy Cross Academy in the North Hills, Jack Hines from Archangel Gabriel School in Greentree, and Michelle Peduto, our Superintendent of Catholic Schools. Thanks for being with us this morning.
It's been great. Thanks.
We'll take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the third Sunday of Lent, and we read from the Gospel of John that Jesus reveals himself to the Samaritan woman of the well. We call this the woman at the well, and scripture scholars call this particular gospel passage a recognition story, because the entire narrative describes how the Samaritan woman gradually came to recognize who Jesus really is through a series of insights. Eventually, the Samaritan woman fully grasps who Jesus is. She begins proclaiming to her own people what she indeed encountered, Jesus at the well as the Messiah, giving her not just water, but eternal water. And by recognizing who Jesus is, the woman clearly has found a new identity for herself, and she becomes a great proclaimer of the Messiah as an evangelist. And we as human beings thirst each and every day. We are thirsty when we play sports or when we're outside walking, but we thirst for spirituality and love and compassion. We thirst for forgiveness. And Lent is about prayer and fasting and almsgiving. And Jesus really wants to approach to us to give us that eternal waters. So as we now are in the third Sunday of this Lenten season, let's really quench our thirst by welcoming Jesus into our lives. And thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks to our sponsors, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, here on KDK Radio.